Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.
Oh, good morning, everyone, this Wednesday morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm very, very good, Dits. Looking forward to another big day. I love having the metros on. They're fast becoming a very funny segment, the boys.
Sensitive new age guys.
And one of the lads who nails, who gives us share tips, are usually as bad as some of my racing tips.
Yep.
One of them's going through the roof at the moment.
Are you joking?
No. Lee Creek Energy will talk about that. Ooh. And the man pill and farting at work and all the things that are in the news.
Me?
For yeah, bloke got sued and getting sued in Melbourne for farting in bloke's face all the time. Getting sued for $1.8 million. You can fart all over me every day if you want for that, Dits. Don't worry about that.
All right.
Dr. Carl will join us. You've been stressing out about something, and I'll wait for you to ask Dr. Carl about it later. I'm fascinated about what you want to ask him about. There's a new phone out. They say it's going to be the best phone ever. We've got lucky lotto wins after a bloke won the cross lotto twice last night by accident, if
bloody
you don't
greedy.
Mind. Very greedy.
Twice.
Yeah, keep one lot. Share the rest with all your mates. And the pressure test where you can win $1,000 cash.
Ruined it here on Triple M. Thanks to Adelaide Tools. Don't forget their massive Paraka car sale. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Ruined it's top three things you need to know.
Righto, Roo, what is making news?
Well, Conor McGregor, the UFC champion, made an absolute fortune out of it. Had the biggest purse out of a battle ever when he fought Floyd Mayweather. He's decided to retire as of yesterday from UFC and smell the roses, and probably sick of getting his face punched in and or punching other people's face in. But it's also come out this morning, Dits, sort of breaking news that he could be under investigation for a sexual assault in Ireland in January. So don't know if it's tied these two bits of news or not, but watch this space on Conor McGregor, who, as I said, made a fortune, $500 million or $1 billion.
All right, fair enough. Now, have you been catching up with this story over the last hour or two about two of our One Nation politicians, James Ashby and Steve Dixon?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
It turns out they've been set up. Al Jazeera, a reporter, they had a mole, I think, sitting at a table near them in a restaurant or whatever, and they somehow were asking the gun lobby in America for $20 million to fund all sorts of things here and to help relax weaken our gun laws here in Australia. Let's hear from James Ashby.
Conversations that have been recorded where there is a talk of $10 and $20 million. I'll be the first to admit, we'd arrived in America, we'd got on the source, we'd had a few drinks, and that's where those discussions took place.
Roo, I sympathise. Last time I was in the States, I got on the source.
Yeah.
Well, bugger me. I'm going to get $20 million from the gun lobby.
Yeah.
It happens, Roo. I mean, let's not be too hard on it.
No. We like changing gun laws just to get some cash and
but got on the source.
That's exactly what you do.
So, sweep it under the carpet, move on.
Mm, yeah. No, good work by One Nation. That'll get a lot of respect out of that for sure.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And good timing, too, with what happened in New Zealand to be relaxing gun laws.
Yeah.
They'll get what they deserve there. I think they're going to lose a lot of face over that one, Dits.
No, let's vote them in.
Speaking of losing a lot of face, what about what I just said before? In Victoria, a bloke is suing his boss, Dits, because he had to sit next to his boss, who doesn't sound like a good boss. He sounds like a real annoying stirrer. He was farting in his face basically 5 or 6 times a day. And he'd put up with it for ages and go and complain, and that'd just spur him on even more. And he'd even come up and, basically stick his ass right in his face. And
kidding.
No, he was a shocker. Anyway, put up with it for years, complained, got nowhere. Anyway, he's had a gutsful, he's left, and he's suing him for $1.8 million. The judge threw the case out, said it was a bit of a storm in a teacup. But
a lot of hot air, he said.
He is appealing it now. He's going back for seconds, the recipient of the fata, and he's trying to get some cash for putting up with it. So this is the world we live in, Dits. This is called bullying.
Well, look, it sounds petty, sounds pathetic, but I really don't think I want you just shoving your backside in my face all morning and farting.
What if we do it and we'll go halves?
All right. Well, who's going to be the recipient? Who's going, you know, who's the pitcher? Who's the catcher?
I'll be the pitcher.
All right.
You be the, actually, do it the other way because I can't smell.
Oh, good. Yeah,
so exactly. I can just make out it.
Because you've had, this is from a broken nose playing footy. You can't smell.
No, I can't smell. So I could be the receiver. We'll go.
I'll change my diet just for you. So
forget about
really
getting the money for the guns.
I'm getting a real cocktail of wind inside my stomach, and we'll see how we go. It's worth 1.8.
Yeah. We don't have to get the 10 or 20 million.
Now, Egg Boy. You know, and some people say, God, are we sick of talking about this? Do you know what's happened? And I'm wondering if there's going to be copycat egg people right around the world. But the leader of the opposition in the United Kingdom, Jeremy Corbyn, has been egged by a fella. And a 31-year-old, so not a young boy in this case, but a 31-year-old. How's this, though?
What a copycat.
Yeah, copycat. And so Jeremy Corbyn was visiting a mosque yesterday, and a fella comes up and goes bang with an egg. Anyway, he's been jailed for 28 days. Whereas our lad here, young Will Connolly, nothing happened really, no charges.
He's a superstar now.
Yep, in England it's happened, and jailed for 28 days. So are we going to see this happening all around the world now as copycats?
Well, not if you get 28 days, you won't, that's for sure. If you get a GoFundMe page and make 50 grand out of it or something, yes, maybe you will. Good stat, that one, 28 all days in the slammer.
That's what's making news. In a moment, we'll hear from the Angels here on Triple M.
What a goal!
Ruined It's Overnight Sports.
Crows tickets on sale now at tickettech.com.au. We fly as one.
Roo, tell us the latest on Crow Richard Douglas.
Yeah, well, his ankle is worse than first thought, so he'll be sidelined indefinitely. Now, when you get an ankle, Ditz sort of said to you the other day, you either don't miss anything, or you can miss a long time. Now, you can miss up to 6 to 8 weeks with what they call syndesmosis, which is where you get like a sheath or something in between the two bones up higher up in the ankle, and it's really painful and just lingers for ages. So Richard Douglas, I think, has had that before. So don't be surprised if he actually misses a fair while, if that's the case.
All right, first-year forward Shane McAdam expected to be out for 4 weeks with a calf injury. Yep. The good news, Paul Seedsman should be available this week for the Crows. Meanwhile, the SCG is still in the newsroom. Have you seen this? The pictures I've seen about the surface, I mean, the Crows have to go there this weekend. It is deplorable. It's shocking.
Yeah, there's it's just getting so much use at the moment, and they've had so much rain up there as well, Ditz, so not good. And also in Melbourne, the turf's not great there at the moment. They've had to replace 600 square metres of grass at Marvel Stadium. So hopefully they get it right, these guys.
All right. At Port Adelaide, Justin Westhoff plays game number 250 this weekend. Roo, he's just about my favourite player, I reckon. Well, I love watching the Hoff.
Talk about value for money. He wouldn't be on big dough. He's played the most consecutive games in the AFL at the moment, the Hoff. So he's durable. You can play him anywhere. He's getting better with age. He's like a good red wine, as they say, Ditz. And it's impossible not to like the Hoff.
Richmond has suspended one of its members for 2 years for racially vilifying West Coast star Liam Ryan on social media, and players across the league have come together to applaud this action, and it needs to happen a lot more, I think.
It's interesting on AFL 360 last night, Jack Revolt, very, very outspoken about behaviour of keyboard warriors, but just as bad behaviour of fans at games. You know, there's more fights at games than ever before. They had a big one, Richmond-Carlton last week. Richmond played Collingwood Thursday night this week at the MCG. There'll be 90,000 people there. You can bet your bottom dollar there'll be a blue at that game as well. So everyone just needs to chill out and pull their heads in a little bit with their behaviour.
Yep, go to the footy, barrack for your side, and a final siren, shake hands and go home.
Exactly.
It's been revealed, this is interesting, discussions around Theberton Oval becoming home to an elite SANFL football program.
Yeah.
Apparently they need about $6 million for it, but that's interesting, Roo.
Well, it is interesting. So, you know, you've always said, should the SANFL be at Adelaide Oval? Well, maybe they're thinking they shouldn't be, perhaps. So we'll watch this space.
All right, that's our sport. Hey, just a reminder, you can get Crows tickets for the Round 3 game against Geelong right now. Go to ticketech.com.au.
Yeah, not far away from the pressure test. We'll give $1,000 cash.
104.7 Triple M. Ruined It's $1,000 pressure test.
Need a car service or repair? Zip Pay is now available at Automasters, giving you the option to fix now and pay later. Over 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
You can't handle the pressure.
Righto, chance to win $1,000 right now.
Yeah, let's go to Huntfield Heights. G'day, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, thanks, mate.
What are you up to?
Just on my way down to do a bit of concreting.
Concreting,
we had
okay.
a concreter yesterday as well. Yeah. Where are you doing the concreting today?
Down Seaton Way.
Okay, what are you doing? Landscaping, building a house?
Just a little garden shed.
Little garden shed. Okay, you don't really want to elaborate too much, do you? We have to really you're not doing something wrong, are you?
Nah, mate, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Righto. Okay, right. We'll have to take your word for that from Huntfield Heights there, Mark. All right. Now, you can win $1,000 cash if you get 10 correct answers in 30 seconds, okay?
Yep.
So you can win $1,000 cash. We just heard about a bloke who won $46 million in cash in Oz Lotto. Give us 10 ways you can win cash.
Betting on the horses, the trifecta, quadrilla.
Betting on the horses.
Okay. Yep. Scratchies.
Yep.
Cross lotto. Meat tray raffle.
Yeah.
Casino.
Yes.
Roulette. Playing bingo.
Bingo, good.
Playing poker with your mate.
Yep. Poker.
Time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Well done, Mark. That was good,
very
mate.
Good. Very work. Good. Yeah. Righto, Mark. $50 voucher to go to Automasters for your next service. Zip Pay is now available as well with Automasters. Over 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Dr. Carl's going to join us next.
104.7 Triple M.
Science.
Grab the lab coats and whip out the Bunsen burners.
For science.
It's time to talk science
with Dr. Carl.
Now, he was up bright and early this morning rewriting his 44th book, Vital Science. He gets up and at him. Let's get him on. Dr. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. I haven't got a name for 45 yet, but still working on it, man.
Are you writing your 44th or 45th?
Finished 44, Vital Science. I'm writing 45.
You're on your 45th. Okay, good. Right.
See if you can work Ruin Dits into the title, you know, because we're a couple of scientists, something.
Ruin Dits.
Just get Dr. Ruin and Dr. Dits. Get Dr. Ruin and Dr. Dits somewhere in the book, at least.
You deserve to be.
There's a challenge for you. Now,
and
you know, in recent times we've asked you medical questions, but the other day, Dr. Carl, Ruin and I were sitting in the studio, and I don't know, I think it was an ad break or something. We were watching the TV, and an ad for vacuum cleaners came on. So today I've got a scientific question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about a vacuum. Now, before I lose
Dyson,
anyone out there,
or was it,
we were watching Dyson vacuums. Right. Yes. Not that it matters. It could
Very
be any
busy.
Brand. Now, Alice has asked me to explain vacuum for those that, you know, there might be people out there, Dr. Carl, but a vacuum basically is nothingness, isn't it? Like, we often joke about, some people could say, my head is a vacuum. Like, in between my ears, there's nothing. So that would be a vacuum.
It depends on whether you're an engineer or a physicist.
Right.
If you're an engineer, a vacuum is anything less than standard air pressure. Right. So the machine that you call a vacuum cleaner that you push around the house, that'll drop the air pressure down by about 20%. But for a physicist, a vacuum is nothing which doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
It does not exist. So they sort of get down from, you know, trillions and trillions and trillions of atoms per square centimeter, and if you get into the space between the stars, you might have like 100 or something, you know, atoms per square centimeter. But really, you can't have a pure vacuum. Suppose you get a box, a metal box, and nothing can get into it, no radiation, and you remove every single atom or molecule of oxygen, hydrogen, carbon dioxide, ozone, argon, everything. Is that box empty? No, it is still full of a bubbling sea of particles and antiparticles that wink into existence and then wink out again, leaving behind what's called zero-point energy. So you're saying, hang on, how can you get something from nothing? And in quantum mechanics, you can. And it's kind of like the teenage kids borrowing the parents' car from the garage on a Saturday night. If it happened in a short enough period of time so the parents didn't notice, it never happened. And so you can have something, you can have nothing, turning into something and going back to nothing again, and providing it happens in a short enough period of time, it's allowed.
Right. Now, having listened to that explanation, let's
Alice
say that
is
a vacuum,
confused at
let's
the moment.
Say that a vacuum is just nothing. Like, it could be a big square room with no air in it or whatever. I could look at that and go, well, that's a vacuous room. There's nothing in there. That's a vacuum. Why do we call a suction machine, which I think is what a vacuum cleaner should be called, it should be called a suction machine. Why is it called a vacuum cleaner?
Because they made a mistake. It originally came as a carpet sweeper, and then they, way back in the early days, they had mechanical suction things. It was a guy called Herbert Cecil Booth, who back in 1901 came up with the name vacuum cleaner, although it's not as though you get a vacuum and then you clean it. So back in the early days, in 1860, you had a carpet sweeper that had a bellows, a mechanical bellows. So you've seen the tradies going around with their vacuum cleaners carried on their back. Well, back then, they had to actually work with their hands a bellows to suck the air up while having it down on the ground. Yeah, that was back in 1860.
And very environmentally friendly?
Well, apart from the fact that they'd have to work really hard to sweat a lot. And by the time you get to around, 1900, they're getting into electrical machines, and somebody came up with a really good design that they couldn't actually get the funding for, so they sold it to Hoover, and he was the guy who then came out with the name, in America, in England, they call a vacuum cleaner a Hoover. So you're not cleaning the vacuum.
Hoover.
It really is sort of like a reduced air pressure suction device.
Mm. You're right, Ditz. It should be a suction device.
It should be a suction device, man.
Or a Hoover, as they call it in England. But a vacuum cleaner, mate, you don't start off with a dirty vacuum and you end up with it being cleaned. Mm. But around 1905, they had that, an improved vacuum apparatus using the engineering definition of any air pressure less than the air pressure around you. An engineer will call that a vacuum, but a physicist, of course, being a morally more pure person, would not.
All right. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that, all right?
You're using a suction cleaner. A Hoover.
Dr. Carl, thank you for verifying that. Great stuff. And good luck with writing that book number 45, Ruined Ditz in the World of Science, or whatever you're going to call it.
Ditz in the World of Science.
We'll talk next week.
See you then. Bye.
See you, Dr. Carl.
Dr. Carl. Hey, Roo, what about, now this has been talked about for decades and decades, but now closer to reality, the male pill.
Yeah.
How would you go taking the pill?
Yeah, I'd be fine if I wanted to take it, if I didn't want to take it.
Sounds a bit funny, you and I at the pub, they talk to our mates going, yeah, I'm on the pill.
Yeah.
Are you on the pill, Roo?
On the pill, Diz.
Yeah, I'm on the pill. I'm safe.
Have you taken yours yet?
I want to ask the girls here quickly. We've got Alice the Wag and Mel the Button Pusher. Alice.
Yep.
Would you trust us blokes to take the pill?
I want to say no, but I also don't really trust a lot of women, i.e. myself. So,
what do you mean?
Like, I'm
because you forget.
Yes, I'm hopeless
not,
at
you're
it.
Trying to set someone up.
The other day, because sometimes a week goes really long, I took two in the one day because I forgot. I thought it was Monday and Tuesday at the same time.
Twice is less likely to get pregnant then. Hey, Mel the Button Pusher, do you trust us fellas or not?
I don't trust anyone to remember something every day. Same as Alice, women, men, I forgot it all the time.
Do you put a reminder on your phone?
Yeah, but then I see the reminder and go, oh, yeah, I'll do that.
I
never do.
I have to take a tablet every day. So I've got one that comes on at 7 o'clock at night, one that comes on at 9 o'clock at night, just to make sure.
So you'd be good at it then, Roo? You just put all the tablets together and it would happen?
Yeah.
It's hard, though, because you're never home at the exact same time every single day. But I put mine with my toothbrush. So, remember when you brush your teeth?
And it'd just be another thing I'd have to nag about.
Yeah. And it's hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Can they invent something that's just, you don't want it, and then all of a sudden you want to get pregnant and just you get pregnant?
Righto.
Come on. We'll get Dr.
Carl. Wouldn't be as much fun. All right, we're going to put that to the metros a little bit later on this morning. Ruined, it's on Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Headlines this morning, the best phone ever about to release. Now, we've all got phones. This affects all of us, doesn't it?
And it's not an Apple or a Samsung.
It's not an Apple or a Samsung. How do you say this? Huawei.
If I had to take a guess, Ditz, I'd say Huawei.
Oh, you've got inside info. Let's get our expert on, Trevor Long. Trev, all the way from San Jose. Good morning.
You've nailed it. Huawei it is. It's funny, about 12 months ago and earlier, anyone that I spoke to talking about Huawei, would massively struggle with that pronunciation. But because of the publicity that Huawei have had over the last 12 months, most of it negative around the government and different things, people really know how to pronounce that now. So Huawei it is, and it's a brand new P30 and P30 Pro. It is a bloody good phone.
Why is it so good? Tell us about it.
Look, it's everything you need in a phone. So it's a good design. It's you know, it's got a big screen and all those basic fundamentals of these days. But it has an unbelievably impressive battery and an out of this world impressive camera. I mean, I don't know where we end with these cameras. I really don't. This thing has four cameras on the back. One of them is a thing called Time of Flight, which doesn't actually take a photo. It just sends information out and back so that it can really give you the ability to edit photos after you've taken them. One of them is like a periscope. I've been looking at this thing for a couple of days going, I don't even understand what that is, but it's a 5x zoom. So you've got a 5x zoom built in. You've got ultra wide, and the quality of the photos is improved by an amazing sensor, so you can take great low light photos. They've basically looked at everything that people, you know, talk about with phones and taken every single one of those things to the next level. And it's not priced badly either.
With Instagram and social media being as prevalent as they are these days, are cameras nearly the most important part of a phone, certainly for younger people?
Yeah, it's one of the first things people go to when they look at reviews, when they look at the specifications is, what is that camera and how good is it going to be for me? So this camera, for example, you could be standing in one spot and you can not only take a photo of where you are, but obviously you can then take a wide-angle photo and then you've got a 5x zoom without having to... So when you pigeon zoom, you know, you take your two fingers and you make the photo zoom in, you're actually taking a pretty poor photo most times. You're actually just cropping the photo, whereas this thing's actually got zoom built in. So the quality of the photos is going to impress a lot of people. It's simply a matter of getting more people to consider buying things other than Apple and Samsung.
Now, Trev, I've only ever had Apple, and, you know, you get told to download all of your information in case you lose your phone, or, you know, when you update your phone, you can obviously download it again onto your new phone or upload it, whatever the right terminology is. If I get a Huawei, can I put all of my Apple stuff on it?
Look, you can. I say this to a lot of people because I'm not suggesting Apple's not a phone you should have, but I wish people would consider other phones, whether it's Huawei or others. The thing is, when you switch from Apple to anything else, you need to give it time. It's a 2 or 3 week endurance that will have some ups and downs for you. It'll be frustrating at times, but once you get to the end of it, you'll realize, oh, it does everything I need it to do. Switching from Apple to Huawei in this case is actually now easier than ever. When you boot up the Huawei for the first time, it actually asks you where you want to switch from, and you can essentially connect your Apple to your Huawei, and it'll transfer a lot of information over, your text messages, your contacts, things like that. So, yeah, it is easier than ever to switch from one to another, whichever way you're switching.
When will they be available in Australia, and what sort of cost?
So basically, the basic P30 is $1,099. The one with all the bells and whistles, $1,599, which is expensive, but you know, it's still $500 less than the most expensive Samsungs and Apples, as weird as that sounds. You can pre-order them now. All the telcos are going to range this phone, which is a first for Huawei, as well as JB's and Harvey's. And if you pre-order, because they won't be available for a couple of weeks, but if you pre-order now, you get a free Sonos speaker, you know, one of those $300 nice multi-room speakers. So they really try to entice you along to the pre-order. So basically, get on it now, and yeah, they're available in a couple of weeks.
And a lesson from Trevor Long.
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. Trevor Long, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M Ruined It's for Breakfast. David Koshru is now an author. Not only has he done everything else that we know of, he's an author as well.
Well, I love the sound of this. 11-step money plan for a better life, and he joins us now. Good morning, Koshy.
Good morning, guys. I'm actually going back to my first true love, and that's being a finance nerd and a geek, which is where it all started.
Righto. Well, I like what I'm reading so far. I'm going to definitely have a crack at this book. It talks about things that we need to know in our worlds, and one of them here is getting overwhelmed by the cost of raising a family. I'm getting that at the moment, Koshy. How do I deal with that?
Yep, yeah, yeah. is basically having a plan and going through, and that's what the book does, step by step, very simple steps, so it's very common sense, of going through every part of your financial life and making sure you're getting the best deal. Now, what a lot of people do is disconnect from their money and go, oh, it's too hard, it's not going to be worth it, whatever, automatically renew insurance, automatically renew this, that, not quite sure where all the financial leaks are coming out of their monthly pay packet, going, oh, gee, I thought I'd end up with more at the end of the month than I did. Well, this is a way of tracking those finances as a couple and as a family, because you're going through this high-cost era, and what I'm trying to do in this book is to say, we're going to make sure there's extra money at the end where you can enjoy your life too. But it's enjoy a date night or a good holiday with the kids or whatever.
Koshy, one thing that we talk about a lot, families talk about, and couples, is I want to pay off the mortgage as quickly as I can. One of your bullet points here says pay less on the mortgage. Can you explain that, please?
Yep. Okay. Everyone listening today, I want you, if you haven't done it already, to pick up the phone and if you've got a mortgage, ring your bank today and say, can I get a discount on the interest rate? Now, if you also have, say, some insurances with them or credit cards with them or whatever, you're a valuable customer. They want to keep you in this very competitive world. Now, if you're paying the advertised interest rate that you read in the paper on your home loan, you're a mug. I guarantee that if you ring your bank, they'll give you at least a 0.25% discount on your home loan rate.
Really?
And it will be worth thousands to you just by picking up the phone and saying, hey, am I getting the best rate? You know, I'm a really loyal customer. And, you know, I have people who have called me back and said, I got a 0.7% discount on my interest rate, which is just money in the bank. Why let them keep it? Mm. You should keep it too. So it's little things like that that we go through in the book that can make a massive difference to your life.
Koshy, what about this one? I've read another bullet point you've got here in your release. Develop a side hustle or get a salary increase. Well, I understand salary increase. What's a side hustle?
Okay. Earning a second income, another income on the side. Like, it's really boring. Like, when you do a budget, everyone just looks at the cost sides. What do I cut back? What do I cut back here? Well, you don't want to live your life like a monk. You know, you want to have fun as well. And you know, there's only so far you can cut costs. So there are so many ways to earn extra income, particularly in this new gig or digital economy, sort of driving Ubers. Which I have lots of mates doing that, doing stuff on Airtasker, where if you're a handyman or a good gardener, you get paid by somebody else to do what, and you can decide how much you want to do and how much you don't. You can rent out a room on Airbnb. You can actually rent out your car when it's not used to groups like Drive My Car. So it's looking at the income side as well as just cutting costs, turning a passion or a hobby into a moneymaker. And there are so many platforms that you can advertise yourself on at the moment that people, you know, if you love playing guitar, become a guitar tutor, you know, that sort of thing. So it's all about how to have a surplus at the end of the month. And yes, you've got to be careful of costs, but also maximise your income.
Well, there's plenty of people with less money at the end of the week now than there's ever been. So, Koshy, this looks like a must-read, an 11-step money plan for a better life. Thanks for joining us, Koshy.
Good on you, guys. Thank you for that.
There he is, David Kosh.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
G'day, boys. How are you, Metros?
Morning.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, we've got Flack and we've got Todd and we have got Nails, who's running in here, and we need to congratulate him because Nails is going to be a dad.
Yeah.
Well done, Nails. Congratulations, Nails. Mate.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
When did you all find out?
Ah, geez, it was about 7 weeks ago now, so, had to keep it a bit of a secret.
Did we get to take the pill? Was it an accident, or did you forget to take the pill in modern times?
No, it wasn't. I wouldn't say it was an accident. We just weren't being super careful and just thought it was going to take a little bit longer than what it did. But literally, yeah, first time.
Started straight in there. Right, eh?
You know.
Because, Nails, this is timely. This is what we're talking about this morning. Now, it has been mentioned many, many, many times over the years about men taking the pill and would we be able to do it? Are we up to it? Are we capable? So it's closer to reality. They're saying it's still a few years away, but in the UK, they are putting together the male contraceptive pill. And what it will do will decrease greatly the number of sperm we've got. You know, that's how it's going to work. Do we trust ourselves, boys, or would you take it? Do you think we're capable?
I would take it. No problem. I don't know about you guys, but I stopped carrying protection in my wallet when I was 17. So, you know.
Why?
Flack.
Well, no, you don't.
Because you weren't ever getting anything. It's just a waste of space.
Yeah, we all joke, don't we? Yeah, but it's true. That's great. We
got out of date, didn't it?
Yeah, and it broke. Anyway, that's another story. So, look, I'd be happy to take the pill, but it's interesting, and I won't throw this person under the bus. I won't say her name, but she's on air after you boys. She just heard it in the news and said, as if the guys are going to remember, we'd have to remind them.
She might be on the other foot a little bit too. What do you think now? Can boys be trusted?
I think that's probably the big one. I don't think we've got a drama in taking it, but I know what my memory's like and, you know, I don't think we can be trusted. And
is your wife's is your wife's memory any better? A girl's got better memories than boys?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say so. I know between myself and Tor, she's, certainly more organised and, got a better memory than I do. But, so what does it do? It reduces the amount of
Stops you get
okay. Is that a worry though? Like, is that, you know,
if it reduces it? Well, you'd hope so. I think it has to tick a few boxes to get the accreditation to be put on the shelves. Nails.
Yeah, I think I want the tick before I put it in my body anyway. Yeah.
Okay. What about
Nails,
you, Todd?
This might be a share we can invest in.
Yeah. We'll do a bit of research after, Dits.
Yeah. No, I agree with Nails. It's not taking it's the problem. It's just remembering. Maybe we put it in there. Their hands to hand it over to us.
Yeah. Now, what about the other one, guys? In Melbourne at the moment, a guy has sued his ex-boss because he used to fart in his space about five or six times a day. Sometimes it even come right up to him and put his bum right in his face. And he had a guts full of this and also a nose full. And in the end, he's left and said, I want $1.8 million for pain and suffering.
Look, that's a lot of money for pain and suffering. If you can sue that much, then, well, I'm taking my dad down for, for all those years growing up with him. That's for sure. But, look, you can't just – if it's affecting you, just – if you were doing it to me, Roo, I'd go – actually, I'd probably say, please, Roo, can you stop that? Thank you. But, like, $1.8 million, there's some idiots that'll sue for anything these days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a bit over top. I know in year 12, one of my good mates, we'd just, finished a PE lesson and we were walking out of the gym and, he let one rip and didn't realise the year 12 PE teacher was half a metre behind him. the teacher at the time just laughed it off. So, I think, I don't suggest you go out there and fart on your teacher or a colleague, but I think, you're being a little bit precious to go out there and
Todd,
sue him for
you're
it.
From Broken Hill, good farters up there.
Yeah, well, you know, as I said before, I've been in construction and I've had the whole prank where they lay you down, hold your arms down. They told me, you think you're strong, Todd, you know, and next minute.
What, they farted on you?
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Initiation.
Team player.
It's before the Metros go. We better, Nails, we've taken the mickey out of him for his share tips in recent times, but he gave us a tip a little while ago called Lee Creek Energy. It was at 20 cents.
What's
she's
happened?
Now north of 30 and going up. Did you actually buy any of these shares?
No, I didn't.
He didn't buy any.
I bought some other dog stocks.
You loser. Yeah,
don't listen to me.
What? Did you have any mail on it?
Got mail from a couple of people. But
taxi driver?
Not a taxi driver, but yeah, I guess with a little one on the way, I've probably got to rein it back a little bit on the specky stocks.
That'll crank it up a bit. And yeah, pay for it.
Yeah, roll the dice.
Good on you, Nails. Well, let us know your next tip anyway, mate, and we'll back it.
All right. I'll have a
good
look.
Good on you, boys. Cheers, thanks, boys. Metros.
Cheers.
Ruined It's here on Triple M, 24 today and sunny. Ripper of a day coming up in Adelaide. All thanks to Adelaide Tool's massive Paraka car park sale this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Roo.
It is huge out there, Dits. It is huge.
You know you get copycat sort of criminals and copycat all sorts of things all over the world, don't you?
Yep.
I wonder if egging is going to be the new thing.
Well, I think
we had young 17-year-old Will Connolly. Of course, Egg Boys, he's become known, and a lot of us are sick of talking about
it. He just wants to be known as Will, Dits.
Yep. What's happened is, overnight, Roo, a 31-year-old has been arrested in the UK now for egging, in a similar fashion, the leader of the opposition over there in the UK. So his name's Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
So this fella, 31 years of age, has come up and gone bang.
What happened to
him? He was visiting a mosque in the northern suburbs of London, trying to do the right thing. Obviously, there's a bit of tension at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So the leader of the opposition making a public appearance, bang, gets egged. Do you know what they did with this fella, though? 28 days jail. Didn't mess around.
Wow.
Throw him in the slammer straight away.
That is serious stuff, isn't it?
Nothing happened to Will Connolly. In fact, Will Connolly became a national hero here, and people bought merchandising, and they went to his GoFundMe page and all sorts of things. Whereas in the UK, 28 days porridge straight away.
Gee, there's some different laws and different penalties all over the world for all different types of things. I don't know if you should be getting 28 days for it, but I don't think you should be getting off scot-free either. So somewhere in between, I think, is about right.
Will it become the norm? Are people going to start egging everybody?
Yeah,
I wonder.
Interesting, Dits. That's good. 28 right. days in the slammer.
Ruined It's here on Triple M.
Triple M. Ruined It's.
The show that was.
Now we need to go back in time.
The show that was.
What did you like this morning, Roo?
Well, apparently, Dits, there's a new phone out in the world. It's going to be the best phone ever. We spoke to Trevor Long.
It's everything you need in a phone, so it's a good design. It's it's got a big screen and all those basic fundamentals of these days. But it has an unbelievably impressive battery and an out of this world impressive camera. I mean, I don't know where we end with these cameras. I really don't. They've basically looked at everything that people talk about with phones and taken every single one of those things to the next level.
That's right.
Do you know the most important thing for me with a phone? Battery. And he mentioned it there. I wonder if it means it's a real, real long-lasting battery. Don't you get really frustrated when you know you need your phone and you're out and you think, oh, my God, it's about to run out of juice?
Absolutely a key part of it.
Recharging your phone.
Huawei is the brand.
Huawei.
Huawei. So keep a lookout for that one coming out very, very shortly.
Huawei. It's a Huawei.
Wow, wowee. What a battery. That's the end of the show, Dits. It was a good show. And we'll be back tomorrow with Brad Ebert's going to join us. He'll be on top of the world at the moment, Dits.
He's on target for the 40. You gonna wear, he's got to kick 40 this week.
Are you going to wear your Port shirt for the third day in a row?
I am.
Tell me, please.
It's not that whiffy yet.
This is 2 weeks in a row you've worn the same clothes 2 days in a row. Yeah, last week it was because
I didn't sleep in the car last night.
Okay, that's good. Have you got more than one shirt?
No,
okay. All right, we'll catch everyone tomorrow. Have a great day. 24 degrees and sunny. Beautiful.
Woke up to ruined It's on Triple M today. They're rocking Adelaide from Salisbury to
Adelaide Tools' massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.